Okay. When we last left our heroes, we were up to Simon Shin Yud Ches Se'if Vav. There's one thing I think one of the fellows pointed out to me after Shir that I should have just drawn your attention to, which was just before we move on. If you give me a second here, there's one thing I wanted to just point out that I think I did not draw enough attention to. And yeah, the Mishnah Brura Ayin Hey, Vafila B'chami Tveria Asher Litein Tzonim Ba'Ambati Shehum Shechon Amayim L'Tocha Elotzar Chlito Math Glishen V'chai Kachitin Amayim L'Tocha Afilu Hamayim, etc. Right, this is not his main point. His main point was even in Chami Tvergia, which was the original case in the Gemara, we're still mach, we're on this, okay. It doesn't come up a lot nowadays. They sell Chami Tvergia, but it doesn't come up a lot in Hilchas Shabbos. But what he mentions here is the Ambati Shenim Shech Menamayim Latocha, the bathtub that the water from the hot spring flows into. What he seems to be saying here is that wherever the water from the hot spring flows into is considered Kli Rishon. So if you want to warm up your oil, you have to take out of there in a klisheni separately. So what that means for us is, let's say you have a house with a boiler in the basement, and then you have pipes going through your house. All those pipes are where the words nimshach min ha mayan, or here from the kli rishon. So all of that is considered a kli rishon. We learn from Rebbe's case in the bath. Why is the bathtub a klisheni? There's no fire. Why is the bathtub a klisheni? There's no fire in the bathtub. The fire is someplace else. Or the hot spring was clearly someplace else, not in the bathtub. No, whatever's part of the system of pipes that are connected to the original heat source is all considered one big klisheni. That is accepted, which is why we say that your hot water tap in a house. Yeah, I'm talking about you can open the hot water tap. That's a separate problem of what happens to the boiler. But when hot water comes out of the tap, you know, it's not only Hilchos Shabbos, so it's other nafkaminas. That all the pipes in your house are Kli Rishon. When you open up the hot water tap and the water flows out, that's Iroi from a Kli Rishon. There's a Chazan Ish who we know no one pask, someone I'm sure in Bnei Brak, but mainstream poskim do not pask in this way. There is a Chazan Ish who's even more machver. He says any water flowing from the heat source, even if it flows through the air, is a Kli Rishon. According to Chazan Ish, a Kli Sheni is when I take the pot off the fire and then I pour it into a bowl, that's a Kli Sheni. But according to Chazan Ish, if I turn on the hot water and fill my bathtub, the bathtub's a Kli Rishon. Why? Because as the water is flowing into the bathtub, it was attached to the pipes, which were attached to the boiler where there was a fire. According to the Chazan Ish, if I fill a mug of hot water from my urn, that mug is a Kli Rishon. Why? Because as the urn was open, that water in the mug was connected to the water going up to the urn, and the urn had a fire in it. According to the Chazan Ish, you can only make a Kli Sheni if you take something Kli Rishon off the fire and then pour. So that Chazan Ish takes this very, very far. And Lamaisa, no one agrees with Chazan Ish. It's Makobal not to be Choshish for this Chazan Ish. He says any water connected to the heat source, even if it flowed from one place to another, is still considered one big Kli Rishon. According to Chazan Ish, like half the things in the world are Kli Rishons. We don't pass it that way. No. But we say what comes out of this Mishnah Ryan Hay, comes out of sort of Rebbe in the bathhouse. Anything which is connected as one system of pipes, that the water doesn't have to fall or be poured or anywhere, it's just one system of pipes, that's all considered Kli Rishon. That much we do say, which is why the water coming out of the faucet is Iroi from a Kli Rishon, even though the boiler's in the bathtub and the faucet's on the second floor, it's all one big system. That one big system is the Kli Rishon. Okay.
The bathtub's a klisheni.
But the bathtub's a klisheni, correct. The way we paskin, unlike the Chazan Ish, all the pipes are Kli Rishon, but once it goes out of the pipe and lands in the bathtub, that's a different Kli. It was only attached by Iroi, not by being the same Kli. So again, the Chazon Ish says everything's a Kli Rishon as long as there was a stream of water from where the fire is. We say no. Once you pour it, it lands someplace, becomes a Kli Sheni. But all the pipes that are attached in one piece to the original place where the heat is, that's all a Kli Rishon. That's how we see it.
Can I cut the first list?
Perhaps not, because maybe we consider that to be defanos v'chambos, because since the pipes are all attached back to the boiler and there's a constant...
pouring into a cup from the urn.
Oh, you mean it's mechazen-ish?
Yeah.
I guess the chazen-ish would say that since the water came into it and flowed straight from where it was on the fire, therefore... he would have to take one side of the chakira, the walls can't cool it off so much. But you're right, it's certainly against Pashup Shad of Tosus.
If the pipe, if let's say you would add your shower drain put into the bathtub, then that would be a kumishon, or let's say there was no air hefsek. They went.
If there is no air hefsek,
like you made a tube from the shower straight into the, or like you put it inside.
You made it like, yeah, you made it that then lech over, that would all be a, let's say the faucet came out of the bottom of your bathtub.
Right.
Then that would all be a Kli Rishon. Yes.
It needs to be like an air hefsek. That's what
it needs to be. Right. It needs to flow through the air in order to make it Kli Sheni against the Chazash. Okay. So that is just important. Halacha L'maisa. Yeah.
What's interesting this in your Shinis talk? Meaning, if it's like, if you pour it from a cup and it's going like, I guess, on the counter. Mm-hmm. So that's also like technically connected, you know?
So the Chazon Ish would say, if you poured it from an urn, right, then it's a Kli Rishon all the way. Because it's coming from where the heat, because it's connected to the fire. But everyone, right? But let's say, or according to us, or let's say even Chazon Ish, you poured it from a kettle.
Right.
Right? So, Irishin Mizchal is. So that's the question. According to us, well, once it lands, that's Irik Kli Rishon, right? The question is, when it lands, if it lands and keeps flowing, it, you know, as long as it's flowing, is that still Irik Kli Rishon? Or once it lands and then starts moving, that's already...
meaning it was disconnected.
That's already considered disconnected. How long is it connected? Not to be considered Kli Rishon, but to be considered Irik Kli Rishon. That is the machlokes between the Trumas Hadesh and the... Or the Shach based the Prima Gada based in the Truz Edeshin and the Isser Heter, and the Isser Heter, and Lamaisa, you know, we try to be machmer lechachila against the Isser Heter, like the Prima Gada. Okay, let's go to Sivvav now, which is where we're expected to be. Sivvav, ready? Please, let me turn to Sivvav as well. Sifav, kli sheyesh bo davar cham sheyatzel lettuce bo, a pot full of hot food that's yatzel lettuce bo. Mutter lanicho b'Shabbos habikdira tmuna. You can put it on Shabbos on a insulated, wrapped up. Remember, in those days they didn't all have the ability to keep their stove going all Shabbos. You know, when it burns wood, it's a little trickier. Or coal or whatever it burns, it's a little trickier. So sometimes they're just insulated. They're wrapping in clothing to keep it warm as they could all Shabbos. No, sometimes they do a good job. You know, they got used to it. But let's say you have a pot of hot food, right? A pot of hot cholent. You can put it on top of another hot pot that's wrapped up. Kadesh Yishmor Chomer, in order to stay hot. Basically, you can put a hot pot on top of a hotter pot in order to keep warm, right? You have a pot that is just Yadzal lettuce bowl, you know, and you put it on top of another pot that's like even hotter than Yadzal lettuce bowl. That's fine. It keeps the top pot hot. It keeps from cooling off. Is there a chiddush here? You know, what's the chiddush here? I mean, obviously, if you have a hot pot that's Yadzal lettuce bowl, you can even put it on the fire. I mean, if you can held it in your hand, fill the various conditions, like, clearly, there's no chashash bishul. It's a hot pot that's yadzal lettuce bowl. And clearly, there's no chashash bishul. So, is there a chiddush? There doesn't have to be a chiddush. This is just be an intro to what's going on here. The Mishnah Brura, Noda the Aleph, points out there's a chiddush in Hilchos Hatzmana. What's the chiddush in Hatzmana? Is that we'll get to Hatzmana. The assumption is that this bottom pot is wrapped in blankets or something, which is called Dorosh Einamos of Hevel. Doesn't add heat, but it preserves heat. you're not allowed to wrap in a davar hamosif hevel on Shabbos. A davar she'in she'ina mosif hevel on Shabbos. Sorry, you can't take a hot pot and wrap it in clothing or one of those like pizza delivery boxes or those styrofoam things that the caterer brings the lunches on Shabbos, even though it merely preserves heat. So there's takach. But if you take it out, you're allowed to put it back. You're allowed to continue a hatmana. You could open it and close it, take it out, put it. You're allowed to continue a non-heat adding hatmana on Shabbos, but not make a new one. Over here, the second pot, you're newly putting in. But it was already surrounding the first pot. So therefore, taka, there's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that it's since you're merely continuing. Thank you. Since you're merely continuing, right? So what's the, again, here we have Sif Bob, Risha, right? So what is the, what do we say here? Very hot. Yeah, so lettuce bowl, you're allowed to put it in there. It's a chiddush in hatmana. You're allowed to add a second pot to the hatmana, even though the second pot wasn't there. Okay, that's a chiddush in hatmana.
You're assuming it's been covered, right?
Yeah, meaning you're going to uncover the bottom pot, put the yatzo lettuce bowl pot in, and then cover it back up.
Both.
And then cover both, exactly. And then, right? Okay, I didn't really do anything. Anyway, Kitzer, that's a chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah points out in an Aleph, there is a chiddush here in Dinei Hatmana, although, of course, that's not why it's here, because, you know, there is a siman for Hatmana. But he points out, Vashme'inan, demutal aniacha klitach zavgadim shikiz ben hakadei ravi af she'ein tomen b'shavs v'il dover she'ein amosav hevel hachagim de ikar Hatmana ha'yri od yom, l'tzorach k'nevera d'zeh mutter, etc. Since the ikar, the Hatmana was for that bottom one, and it was done from before Shabbos, so you're just continuing. Even if you add a little, that's still considered continuing, and it's mutter al tatmana. Okay, that's a nice chiddush that if you have a hatmana, you can add a little to it and continue it.
Even but by a davar hamosif hevel?
No, chas v'shalom. Only with davar she'ein hamosif hevel.
Is this very hot? See, the yatzo lettuce bowl is not yatzo lettuce
bowl. No, it's much hotter than yatzo lettuce bowl. Otherwise, how's it going to help your? I mean, the truth is maybe it's also yatzo lettuce bowl. Two hot things. Okay, is there a chiddush here le'inyan bishul or not? So the Taz says big chiddush. Is there a chiddush le'inyan bishul? The Taz says big chiddush because the Taz makes an argument from silence. It never said it was mevushal called tzarko. Says the Taz, it's not mevushal called tzarko. It's not fully cooked. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is even though it's not fully cooked, I mean this top one, even though it's not fully cooked, did someone say there was another color? Says the Taz, afilu eino mitvushal kol tzarko. Now that's a real chiddush. What's the real chiddush? It's not fully cooked. We know you're not allowed to make things cook more on Shabbos. The chiddush is, it's a chiddush of metzias. The chiddush is, you know what? If you would take something that's not fully cooked and put it on the fire, that would be a big aveira on Shabbos. But to put it in the blankets on top of another hot pot, it's not going to make it cook more than metzias. It'll just keep it warm. And that's the chiddush. It's a chiddush in metzias, right? The chiddush in metzias, it's not a chiddush in din, is that lo yigrom lo lehisbashel yoser. A hot pot can't make something cook more. So even if, let's say, it would contain, give me a second, half-cooked chicken, it's still going to be half-cooked chicken. It'll just stay warm. It's not going to make it cook more. Okay? That's a big assumption. Maury?
Question on the mitzias of the Taz, I guess, assumed mitzias. Is that different than saying that just hatmana doesn't cook? Or is it specifically that insulated on top of insulated wouldn't cook?
That's a great question. Probably it's saying Hatmana doesn't cook.
Isn't that just not Matthias?
I don't know.
Do we not hold it in us?
Do we hold? I don't know. I don't have enough experience, but I don't have to worry about it, Lamaisa. Why? Because as Maury pointed out, we don't hold like the Taz.
all due respect for the Taz, but all due respect doesn't include Paskin like him. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Nun, Vafilo Malonis Bashel, etc., 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 Taz, Abel Harbe Achronim, Cholkin Allah, but all the Achronim disagree with him. Okay, I exaggerate. He just says many Achronim disagree with him. All the Achronim disagree with him. It's really the name of the record. It's actually called Tzorka. Yishlachosh yit vaseif ba'ad bishol yachom. How do we know these things? It won't cook a little more. How do you know? And therefore, all the Achronim disagree with the Taz. And Achronim, Mishnah Brura. Basically, we never accept these kulas. Rock. M. Nisbasho called Sarko. We never accept these kulas because how do you really know it won't cook a little? Even if you did an experiment once and you saw that, you know, okay, in your experiment once, you saw it didn't cook. And you know what? Maybe it did a little and you just didn't notice. But how do we know these rules? If Chazal told us a rule, they had a rule. But the Achrona based on the Diuk in the Mechaber, you can't make up these Metzias rules.
And could you say that Taz is also relying on the Shita of the Rush, that if it's Mechel, then you're...
I'm wondering if that, because he doesn't say it's not cooked at all. He says that it's not cooked fully, so maybe he's mitzaref the fact that it's Mechel, then you're sorry, according to many who show up, there's no Isser. But nonetheless, we're not so Mechel. Okay, Viking. Continuing, that's the Hatmana Chiddush, which is really, you know, we'll chaser when we get to Hatmana in a couple weeks. And the lack of Bishul Chiddush. Now we throw on, before we get back to the Seifa, we throw in, you know, Chiddushim from all over the place. Well, actually some Bishul also. V'yochel atuach piv v'batzek, im yeshlo batzek, shenilo shmei esmo. You can, right, remember in those days, they didn't have good ways of sealing things. Nowadays we have gaskets, right? You know what a gasket is? It's like, it's so poshut. Like, it's not like technology, but it's like one of those brilliant things ever. It's just a soft thing that goes between the like lid and the kli to seal it. Like, for example, in an oven or a fridge, how does your fridge stay cold and the oven stay warm? There's that sort of plastic thing. Mm-hmm. And the top of the gasket is, it's not hard. So if it was hard, then every time there's a little dent or whatever, the air would escape. If it's soft, it squishes. So a gasket is just a squishy thing that creates a complete seal. Because if you're a squishy thing and apply pressure, it's a complete seal. We couldn't live without gaskets. Even things that aren't gaskets have gaskets, right? Every time you buy a bottle of Coke, how do they keep the fizz in? After all, when you screw the hard plastic cap on the hard plastic Coke bottle, how come a little ear doesn't escape anyway? It has that little soft plastic thing in there. And that creates a seal. You need something squishy to create a seal. Okay, nowadays we have gaskets. The truth is our pots, we don't put gaskets because we just make them a nice shape and our ovens are hot enough that we don't really care so much because we don't try to preserve heat in pots. Like when it's on the stove, it's on the stove. When it's off the stove, we don't care, right? But because we could just put it on the stove again. But in any case, they didn't have gaskets in those days. How did they seal things? How do they keep the cold air out of their oven? How do they keep the cold air out of their oven?
Plaster or something.
Tach betit, right? In that whole sugya, which we'll get to, right? You would smear mud, or usually it was mud or something else. You can't smear mud to preserve the heat. Let's say you want to keep something hot on Shabbos. You can't smear mud around it because the mud is mukta. You could smear batzek, dough. And Mishnah Brura says, the case when the dough wasn't mukta, let's say you were going to feed it to your chickens or had some, I'm sure you can think of some other reason why it wasn't mukta, had some use on Shabbos. And obviously, Chaver says, it was needed before Shabbos. You can't need on Shabbos. We spent time talking about that. But if you happen to have dough, you could smear the dough that's already needed and not mukta. Mishnah Brura points out, it's not mukta. It has to have a use on Shabbos. You could smear it around your pot in order to keep the heat in. That's also a little bit of a Bishul Chiddush, by the way, the Meshuvah points out. Why are we worried in this case where you smear the pot with dough that you'll bake the dough? It says, no, that even if you're not the Taz, we admit, to bake dough, you need a high temperature and there's not a high enough temperature to bake dough. It's one thing to say, you might cook your chicken a little more than it was already cooked, but it's not going to be hot enough to bake dough. After all, the dough is starting off cold, it's it's not going to be hot enough to bake the dough. So there's a chiddush that we don't worry about baking the dough. And the chiddush is we don't worry about the malacha of what? Memareach, right? Which is a tolda of the malacha. It's not one of the 39. Memareach is a tolda of memachik, right? Memachik is smoothing out leather, right? When you smooth out a solid, that's called memachik. The tolda memareach is when you smooth out a solid that has a strong shape. That's memachik. When you smooth out a putty-like substance, that's the tolda called memareach. So here we see there's no problem of memareach. Why is there no problem of memareach? We say if you use wax to plug up a hole in your barrel, that's memareach. So this is not a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, says the Magen Avraham, because dough is not something that's subject to memareach. Says dough is different than wax. So basically, mutter is to seal pot with batzek. Usser is to seal a hole with wax. Shava. What's the difference? So the Magen Avraham says, this is the difference. He says, batzek is not bar megruach. Batzek is not something you smooth. It's not exactly clear what he means. Like, why is batzek not something that you smooth? It's not exactly clear what he means. I can't promise you 100% clear what he means, but the Machsa Shekel says is that it's not something people usually smooth. So we're not worried you're going to smooth it to make a smooth seal. I mean, you'll just like stick it there. You could smooth it in to make it a better seal, but since people usually don't smooth batzek, we don't worry about it. The Taz says, well, what are you talking about? There's no difference between batzek and shava. Rather, the Taz says, there's a difference between sealing a hole and sealing a pot. Why? When you seal a hole, it has to be really, really tight to not let anything leak, like a hole in a barrel. When you have to make it so tight, you have to smooth it in. When you're sealing the pot so that it doesn't cool off, it doesn't have to be so tight. Like, if it's, again, you have a hole in your barrel, you want to seal it. If it's a 99% good seal, everything's going to leak out of your barrel eventually. If you're sealing the pot and it's next to another pot and under the clothing, it's a 99% good seal, it'll still stay warm. It'll be 1 degree cooler than it would have been otherwise, not the end of the world. And therefore, he just says that the assumption is that when you just put it around the barrel, you don't smear it smooth. But when you're plugging a hole, you smear it very, very hard and smooth it out. Halacha l'maisa says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan. Nun Beis, he says that he says the nafkamina is, can you use wax for your barrel? According to the Magen Avraham, no. According to the Taz, yes. He doesn't give a clear
Wax by the pot.
Can you use wax by the pot? That's what he says. According to the Taz, af betit v'shava mochem yoneinu v'al Magen Avraham hanal aser. It sounds like he's machmer misafik without a clear hachra. Lamaisa, we definitely assume that dough is something which the malacha of shmearing is shayach to. For example, if someone uses Play-Doh, why can't kids play with Play-Doh on Shabbos? What's the Isser of playing with Play-Doh on Shabbos? I mean, making Play-Doh. Making Play-Doh is an Isser of Lisha. But most people don't make Play-Doh nowadays. They buy it in the store. So what's the Isser of playing with Play-Doh on Shabbos? The Isser is, I mean, theoretically, I'm sure the kid can be creative and come up with other things. But in the standard case, if you're very creative, you could probably find 15 malachas with Play-Doh if you're that bright. But the standard case, a stam or normal way of playing with Play-Doh is an Isser of Merareach. Ah, the Magen Avraham here says dough is not merareach. No, first of all, we don't know if we agree with him. There's anything special about dough, and also the Master Shekel says he doesn't mean there's no malacha merareach. He just means people don't usually do it. When a kid plays with Play-Doh, what do you do with Play-Doh? You make it into a certain shape and you smooth it out. That's how you usually play with Play-Doh. And therefore, the main isser of Play-Doh is the malacha of merareach, same as any putty-like substance.
because it's usser if you smooth it into a certain shape, and that's what kids do when they make things out of Play-Doh. In any case, it's not clear who we paskin like. According to the Magen Avraham, it's a special heter and batzek. According to the Taz, the heter and everything. Sounds like he would be machmer and say it's a special heter and batzek. In any case, we don't do this nowadays anyway. In any case, we don't do this nowadays, so it doesn't super come off. Let us finish the seif. What's the seifa? But we don't put if this is if it's yad, so let us bow. But if the top pot would be cool, we couldn't put a cool pot on top of a boiling hot pot under the blankets, because then it would heat up to become yad, so let us bow, and that would be bishul. How cool? So again, if you're Sfardi, then if the pot dipped below Yatzel lettuce bow, then you can't put it on top of this guy because then it'll go up to Yatzel lettuce bow, and that'll be Bishul Achav Bishul Ach for Sfardi. If you're Ashkenazi, as we know, as long as it's a little warm, as long as it didn't cool off Lagamre, you could put it there because as long as it's a little warm, there's no Bishul Achav Bishul Ach that we already learned 20 times.
Isn't there a discussion about if the actual hachmana itself is not mosher hefel, but you're doing it while it's on something that is mosher hefel, that can combine to hachmana and mosher hefel?
Yes, and we'll get to it, but we don't consider another hot pot to be the kind of thing that's mosher hefel, unlike a plato, etc., because it cools off, because it's on a trajectory of cooling off.
But that, the bottom pot is on the fire.
No! Who said fire? Where'd you see fire?
Oh, okay.
We're in Sevav. Who said fire?
Okay, so I think
you're right. No. I didn't say anything about fire. Okay, yeah.
So the Taz aside and that small thing in the Beir Lachav, the dough not being cooked, there's no clear share of its ambition.
Correct. Okay, Zayin. Yesh Mefarshim, and now that Ari mentioned it, so the Mechaber is going to jump on the bandwagon. Yesh Mefarshim. Some people say this is mutter even if the bottom kli is on the fire. Now there's an entirely new thing, right? Now we're talking about putting things on the fire. So some people say even if the bottom thing is on the fire, and then I would answer Ari, although no one seems to discuss this here on the daf, that in that case, it might not be mutter to put it inside the hatzmona. Yeah, that would be controversial. What do we call this? We all learned this in like high school or something. What's this heter? You can take food and put it on top of the fire. Don't we know that to put it on top of the fire, you need to have taken off the fire and held it in your hand, Ode Biyado and Daito Lahaksir, all the other conditions of Achzara. How come you can just put it here without any conditions of Chazara? So what do we call this in modern day halachic lashon? Not so modern. Okay, when I was a kid, they called it Kedera Al-Gabe Kedera. They don't still call it that?
Putting it on the urn.
What?
Putting it on the urn.
Exactly, like putting it on the urn. Right, this is putting something to warm up the urn. That's what he's saying. You put something to warm up on top of the urn. Right? Kedera Al-Gabe Kedera. What is the Chiddush here? The Chiddush here is, according to this first Deya, that there's no Isser of Chazara, or there's no conditions of Chazara. Here, you know, what's some of the Achronim nickname? Some of the Achronim say, when you put something without the conditions of Chazara, like you would put something on the fire from the fridge, that's called Hanachal Chachiva. That's not Chazara. Chazara is you took it and then you put it back. You just stomp it there. That's Hanachal Chachiva. That's Asur. Everyone knows you can't take something, even fully cooked, whether liquid or solid, and put in your oven to warm up Shabbos morning. Everyone knows you can't say take something fully cooked, well, even if fully cooked, whether liquid or solid. And everyone knows, we're about to do questions this, but we're not going to get to that yet. Everyone knows you can't put it on your stove, like on a stove Shabbos morning, a regular stove. Everyone knows, right? Why? Because the Gemara says you want to warm something up only if it was on the fire from before Shabbos and you took it off at Ode Biyada and Daita Lahafsir and Garfakatum, etc. But there's a special Chiddush Heter called Kedera Al-Gabe Kedera. Since Kedera Al-Gabe Kedera is a big Shinoi, it's not the normal way to cook. Therefore,
This first Yesh Mefarshim, this is a machlokas brought without names in Rebbe Rucham. This first Yesh Mefarshim says there's a heter of Gedera al Gabe Kedera. The Yesh Mefarshim Shem Klitachol Eish L'Olam Aser. And the second Yesh Mefarshim is nope, on the fire it's Aser. Meaning, Sif Zion is, and I want, we're going to have to come back to Rishon Gimel, it's not really true days about Bishol. Sif Vav may or may not have had Chidushim in Bishol. Sif Zion is Chidushim in Hilchos Chazara. Normally, you can't take something out of the fridge and warm it up on a stove or oven on Shabbos. How about Kedera al Gabi Kedera? How about putting it on top of your urn? So that's 2 days right here. First day it says, on top of your urn is such a shinoi that it's exempt from the gzeira of chazara. And the second day it says, nope, on top of your urn is not such a shinoi. It's not exempt from the gzeira of chazara, and therefore it's asur. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. In Sifkatan Zion, Hatam Kevin Shakdir Mafsekas Ika Hikira Tuva Ve'ino Nirika Vivashal. Umay Rishim Moshe Tzarko again says, he says, what's the case? Here, clearly, we have to be Moshe Tzarko, because even the Taz would admit, if you're putting it on something on a fire, if it wasn't fully cooked, it would cook more. So here it's Pashit. He says, you know, the problem with taking something in your fridge and putting it in the oven on Shabbos is that it looks like cooking, because it's not like you took it off and held it in your hand, and it's clearly just continuing. It could look like cooking. It doesn't look like cooking, because it's so weird that it's a Kedera on top of another Kedera. So that's 2 days. First day says, the Heter Kedera al-Gabi Kedera. Second day says, there isn't, again, the nafkamina would be, could we take something out of the fridge and put it on top of the urn Shabbos morning? Agav, by the way, you should know, it does make a big difference in Hilchos Pesach if you warm things up on top of your urn. One of the things you have to know in Paschim Hilchos Pesach is that everyone heats things up Shabbos on top of their urn, which changes Hilchos Pesach, because you might think, an urn, the urn is really kosher to Pesach anyway, it just boils water. So we're always machmir chumer to Pesach, but me ikra din, it's not chametz dik, because it's just an urn of water. It's just not chumer that we kasher it. That's if you don't warm things up on top of the urn. But if you warm things up on top of the urn, obviously depending on what and how you warm up, etc., then me ikra din, it's chametz dik. You can warm chal on top of the urn. Then it's more chametz dik. So that's something important to keep in mind for Hilchos Pesach. But again, not our topic now. Let's go back to Sif Ches. Yeah.
Kedera on the Kedera, or your Chala just on top of the urn?
Lechor, even the Chala on top of the urn. The Iker is Agabi Kedera. We don't know yet. Let's go to Ches. But we do want to find out, right? So let's see if anything in Ches might be helpful. L'haniach davar karsh nishbashu kol tzorko agabi mecham shalaish. Putting something cold that was fully cooked on top of a kettle or pot on the fire, meaning Kedera al Gabi Kedera, something cold. Obviously, what kind of cold thing is it? A solid cook cold thing, because it was a liquid cold. What's the havmim you'd be allowed to warm it up on a fire? It's for sure going to be chetzel, I suppose. Right, so here, meaning what's the difference between Zion and Ches? L'chor Zion was talking about klisheish b'davar cham. So it was talking about a liquid. And obviously a liquid has to be chum, or else it's bishul mash. It's bishul achar bishul. Ches is talking about the same exact case, but with a solid. And the difference is, with a liquid, you have to say, the whole shayla is a hot thing, because otherwise each bishul achar bishul b'lach. By a solid, give me a cold thing, same bishul achar bishul b'yavish. So you want to take totally cold schnitzel out of your fridge. I know they have fridges. Totally cold schnitzel, and warm it up on top of a pot on the fire. Some people say it's like Kneged HaMedura. What's the most classic case where it's mutter to do a nachal l'chachil, or put something in a place where the fire will heat it on Shabbos because of the shinoi? The most classic example is Kneged HaMedura. We already mentioned that. Sif Tesvav. Kneged HaMedura across, not on the fireplace. That's normal. Not, we'll see, right next to the fireplace, near the fireplace, but that's not where anyone would cook. That's a weird, that's a shinoi. It's not normal to cook there. And therefore, it's mutter even to warm things up on Shabbos morning. So some people say, Kedera al Gabi Kedera is like Kneged HaMedura, but Makor Shabbos will let us both. Kegon be Shiyavesh. V'chol davar shemotel l'anicho k'neged HaMedura v'makor she'asu l'esbo k'om shiyavesh motel l'anicho agam mecham sha'al gabi esh. Anything you can warm up across from your fireplace, like a davar yavesh, English al gabesh l'yavesh, you can warm up k'neged HaMedura. First Yesh Omer in Zion, in Ches, same as first Yesh Omer in Zion, is a shinoi like kinegadam dura, and you're allowed to warm up whatever you want, as long as there's no problem with bishlach or bishlach. Nope, some people say on a stove. Fact is, on another pot is irrelevant. You're putting it on a stove. You can't stop put things on a stove on Shabbos. V'aser, afilim is bashkol tzarkov, afilim is damek v'ralo, afilim nofnoshom l'shmerchomo, right? To stop put food on a stove on Shabbos is aser, even if it was fully cooked, even if it was solid, I'm adding in, even if it's been damek v'ralo, and even if you just want to keep it warm, doesn't matter. It's all usher. Okay, how do we paskin these 2 days? Besides the fact that we might know from our kitchens. The rishon nira ikker. The first day is ikker, meaning the Rabbi Yerucham had these 2 days. The first day is ikker. We paskin like the first day of the kedera al gabi kedera is mutter. Okay, that's it. Heter of kedera al gabi kedera. It's not, no problem with hanoch l'chachila, even taking something from your a fridge lachachila and putting in a kedera al kedera is heter gomer. He adds, of course, a kolmak and tafsha sheish v'rotu v'tzavak v'yafalo asal d'vei kol. However, if it's a tafsha that has gravy, then it's a problem bishlach and kol bishlach v'shavolach. Then it's usher part to everyone because that's bishlach v'shavolach. Notice he adds in here what the Rama added in Se'if Dalid, which is this is Rini Rucham talking. And this is all Rini Rucham talking. Remember, Rabbi Yerucham said that there's only bishlach or bishvolach if it's mitzamek bit yafelo, and just like in Se'if Dalid, all the achronim disagree and say no, we don't pass like that. Rabbi Yerucham, we pass in yesh bishlach or bishvolach whether it's mitzamek bit yafelo or mitzamek rab. So the mechaber here, like the Rama in Dalid, is Rabbi Yerucham. The whole problem of Bishlach or Bishlach is only if it's the son of Yafalo, but everyone here disagrees with it, right? The for example, the Gra here says, Lishi Tasso, etc. I am Magen Avram, but we don't pass it that way. The Magen Avram says, that's the Rabbi Yerucham, but that's not how we, it's not. Not clear even if he really meant it or not. Maybe he didn't really mean it. He was just quoting Rabbi Yerucham here. Maybe he did mean it. He just didn't mention it earlier because he gets it here. Halacha L'maisa says the Meshavura in Sifkatan Samech Beis, Azul L'shitase, etc. L'dina Kvar Kasam, L'el B'sevdal, L'alach Yishar, Poskim She'en Mechalkin. And maybe even the Chaver didn't mean it. Why would he not mean it? He was just quoting Rabbi Yerucham, this whole two Se'ifim. So he quoted Rabbi Yerucham, and he didn't mean it. Okay, whether or not the Mechaber meant it, I can't tell you. But the Maisa, we don't paskin like that line in the Mechaber, just like we rejected it in the Rama and Dalid, we rejected the Mechaber and Ches. Why? It's a Rama and a Mechaber. Maybe they didn't mean it, but they said it. Or it sounds like they meant it. Okay, the answer is going to be, because all the other Achronim disagreed. So all the other Achronim outweigh the Mechaber and the Rama. Okay, yeah.
Can we say this is not just telling us that this avoids Chazar concern, but also avoids the Nichsav Yuvash concern for something on a Yerusha of Eish?
Correct, but I mean, Chazar might be Nichsav Yuvash anyway. That's like our...
Yes, we did.
It could be. The thing is that we don't have a... No one ever told us there was Mechzik and Mevashel before. And remember, the Mechzik and Mevashel of Tosfos that the Magen Avraham Shmur quoted was raw food in a klishen. Cooked food, no one ever said Mechzik and Mevashel until the Sugya of Chazara. So I don't know why we have to bring it in. Okay, what's the only mystery that might or might not bother an Achron? How come Siv Zayin Mechaber brought to Deus? And Zaki said, how do we paskin? And then Reb Bidnarsh had to say, let's go on to Siv Mechess. Why did Rabbi Nosh have to say go on to Siv Ches, the Achronim asked? In Siv Ches, he says, Rishon Nir Ikar. Why didn't he say which one was Ikar and Siv Zayin? Okay, what's the boring answer? What? Yeah, he waited till the end. He brought the same Achlokas about Lach, the same Achlokas about Yavish. Why did he bring the same Achlokas twice? Just because he had to tweak one detail. In Lach, the Machlokas was if it was hot, because otherwise, Yesh Bishal or Bishal. In Yavish, the Machlokas, even if it's cold. He brought the Machlokas twice, and then he was Machriya once. Why does he have to be Machriya twice if it's the same Machlokas? That's basically what the Meshavurah says. Says the Meshavurah in Sivkatan, Samech, the Chin Pasigal Yorava Vagra, meaning the Achronim also Pasigal this way, it's not just the Machaber. The Koi Gamal Hadassiv Zayin, the Inyan Echad Hu Kamoshik Zavna Lamala.
The Achron Ches is also going on Zayin because it's all the same thing. Why does he have to bring Achriya twice? I mean, I don't know why he had to bring the Machlokas twice. He could have just combined it and added the right words. But you can't be so medayik in the Mechaber. The Mechaber is not the Rambam. No, I'm not insulting the Mechaber. The Mechaber is not the Rambam. When the Rambam wrote his Mishnah Torah, he set out to write from scratch the way that he thought was most conceptually clear. The Mechaber didn't set out to write a book from scratch. He set out to write a book of quotes from Rishonim that he would combine and supplement in a way that would get the halacha across. It's just a different book. If someone starts out writing from scratch, the Rambam is somewhat unique until the modern era. Whoever wrote a book from scratch? The Gaon never did. The Rif, very far from starting from scratch, right? And all the Gaon wrote in the style of Rif. Okay, when you start writing in your own words and your own structure and your own way of organizing things, then you every word you have to medayek in. When the Mechaber starts by taking someone else's system of simanim, the Torah, and prefers to quote language of Rishonim whenever he can, as opposed to writing his own lashon, then you can't be medayek so much. It's just a different kind of book. Nothing to do with the stature of the authors, even though it's becomeable the Rambam had unique stature in any case. But you don't need that here. Okay, so says the Mishnah Berurah, don't be medayek. Who is medayek? Who does think there's a difference in Zion and Ches? Right? Sif Zion, no Hachra'a. Sif Ches, Hachra'a Lekula. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what are you talking about? Hachra'a and Hachra'a. He just said it once and he meant it twice. Achas Diber. Maran Stein Zushamati. Who thinks this is a different thing? Zayin and Ches? The Magen Avraham. Now, I've never seen a more controversial Magen Avraham in my life. Why so controversial? Because he says something that the later Achronim thought was kumekel, so they all had to fix his words. That's why, have you ever seen so many like parentheses and brackets and little like thingies with circles, etc.? Okay, it's because they all didn't want to accept what the Magen Avraham said. We'll try to read the Magen Avraham, what he said. But we won't really appreciate it until we get to some Rishon Gimel. Let's start reading the Magen Avraham Chafav. Kemshek Derem Apsekes, Lo Domi Lekira, Dohazam Akderem Medes Agabe Ishmanish. Okay, you can't compare when something's on top of another Kedira that's Mafsek to putting it stop on the fire. V'tzarech Iyon, Lama Lachriya Beis Yosef B'Siv Zayin Lahatir. Why wasn't he Machriya and Siv Zayin to be Mekel? Now, what's the question? The question is, however you read him, he's going on Sif Ches, Rishon Nir Iker. His question is obviously starting with, how come Sif Ches, he said Rishon Nir Iker, and it's a sign he wasn't Machriya, which the Mishnah Berurah just says, that's not a question. He thinks it is a question. And then he adds, though Atmo Kosov came to Simon Rishon Gimel, either Sif Gimel or Sif Hey, depending on how you read him. The Yishlomar, Davket Sli Motor Lichno Lichachila Gabe Kira Grufa, Avol Mavushal, Otter Osser Lichno Gabe Kira, Afilu Hucham Sheimu Shabishal, the Gazrina Shemayitan Lov Shukar, the Ain Motor Elochazara, the Ain Sarklom, the Rabbi Rucham. What does he say? He says, no, there's a difference between Sli and Tavshil. There's a difference between what we call Yovei Shemach. And okay, we'll see the significance of this Magen Avraham. We'll appreciate it more when we get to Rishon Gimel. For now, we'll just appreciate the Nafkamina for us. Says the Magen Avraham, no, this is Yavesh. And Yavesh, he has two deos. And what does he say? Yesh Omer this way, Yesh Omer that way. You know what? When he has two deos, Yesh Omer this way, Yesh Omer that way, without a clear hachra, he merely means to be macher. He means to be like the second deo. It's not a stam v'yishomer. V'yishomer means to be like the second day of le'kulu. There's no clear hachra, but in Yavesh, the Mechaber was really machmir. But it, that's lach, Zion is lach, then the Mechaber really meant to be machmir. How do we know he meant to be machmir? Because in Rishon Gimel, he's machmir by lach. So that clearly fits in. But in Yavesh, then the Mechaber was very explicitly Mekel. Why? I mean, what's the word? I'm going to come to cook uncooked food on Shabbos, no one's gonna next week forget and start cooking raw food on Shabbos. And you know, we're all Jews here. It's not like we never heard of the Torah. Somebody's gonna take raw chicken out and start cooking it on Shabbos. Nah, what? We know a lot of Orthodox Jews who are not so well educated make a lot of mistakes in halacha. That's not a mistake anyway, right? So in Yavesh, what's the problem? Warm it up. What's the big deal? The only problem is in Lach. What happens? In Lach, it's very complicated, Bishlach or Bishl. For Ashkenazim, it's super complicated, even for Sephardim. You know, it's not so hot if your Sephardim is only outside lettuce, but if your Ashkenazim is only a little Ashkenazim, for sure. I mean, okay, he's within the Machaber, fine. Hey, you know what? It cooled off to be just the outside lettuce, Bo, but yet you can reboil it on Shabbos. Some can easily think, well, if you can reboil something that's just the outside lettuce, Bo, you can also reboil something that cooled off Lagamri. And they'll come to do, they won't have some. No one's going to come to take like water and chicken and cook chicken soup on Shabbos. No, that's ridiculous. We're all Orthodox Jews. But someone could get confused. And if they didn't have such a good Jewish education, they might say, you know what? I was at my very firm cousin's house and he took the soup that was not so hot and boiled it up on Shabbos. So I could take my soup from the fridge and boil it up on Shabbos. Not such a crazy mistake. There are too many, it would be longer. But okay, this is all even. So what does he say? He says, Yavesh, the Mechaber, is Mekel, but Lach, the Mechaber, is Machmer, because there's no need for a Gzera, but in Lach, Gzera Atu Lach, okay, that he's claiming is a chiluk in the Mechaber. Now, really, why is he claiming it's a chiluk? It's not just, I'll give a little spoiler here. It's not just because the Sif Zayin Tochess, he wasn't a Kriya Tochess, that he wanted to be like too medayik in the Mechaber. It's also because he had issues in some duration of Gimel that he's trying to answer here. So, I just don't want you to be prejudiced. Don't say, come on, I'm going to end up inventing a whole thing and there's no basis whatsoever. It's so posh that Mr. Boer's right. He's also trying to kill other birds with this stone, which will make it a lot more attractive when we get there. But that's how he means there really is a difference in the Mechaber. And here's the wild part, which really we'll have to appreciate more Mishnah and Gimel. He says, what's the case where the Mechaber was Mekel by Yavesh? What does he say? He says the Mechaber is talking about, and this is what he believes. Okay, this is what all the Achronim changed. But if we read him before the Achronim changed him, he says the Mechaber thinks that a Kedir al Gabe Kedir is the same as Grufa Uktuma, same as a covered fire. And he thinks by a covered fire, you can't take liquids off the counter and reheat them, because Gzera, you might reheat totally cold ones. But you can't take chicken from the fridge and put on a covered fire. He says, that's the chiluk. However, what do we say, says the Magen Avraham? We say Gzera al-Garek here is more makel than a covered fire. So the covered fire is not a shinoi gomer. Just sometimes they would cover the fire with ashes, right? If it was too hot, etc. I mean, how did you turn down the flame in the old days? Put some ashes on the coals, right? We say Kedera al-Gabi Kedera is even more makel than a covered fire, what's called Gorif Ekatum. And therefore, the Magen Avraham admits that he paskins like the Mishnah Berurah. He just doesn't think that's what the Mechaber meant. Okay, again, we will appreciate this more in Mishnah Gimel, but let's just review what the Magen Avraham is. The Magen Avraham's own psak, he agrees with Mishnah Berurah, Achra Lekula. He just thinks the Mechaber was Mechalitin Lach and Yavish, because you need more Gzeros because of Lach, because you might reheat cold liquids. But the Magen Avraham himself agree with the Mishnah Berurah, Halacha L'maisa, we both admit, everyone admits that Kedera al Gabi Kedera, whether Lach or Yavish, is Heter Gomer, as long as the food's obviously already fully cooked. And if it's Lach, it's still a little warm, depending on whether you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi, how warm it has to be. Okay, and again, you know, this is a little bit of just a hint of what we're going to discuss a little later. We'll have to come back to this Magen Avraham and understand
you know, why the Achronim found them so scandalous that they changed half the words in this sitkot. But this is good enough for now. If there's no other questions, we'll go to the end of the parak, of the parak.
The Magen Avraham thinks that the Mako opinion assumes that it's Garfa Kutum, and what does the Machmir opinion assume?
They both think that Deir al-Gabi Kedera is just an example of Garfa Kutum. The Mako opinion thinks on a Garfa Kutum you can put solids, but not liquids. And the Machmir opinion says you can put anything on a Kiva on Garfa Kutum, which is what everyone else thinks. Okay, let's get to Yudalan and go through the end of the seven. Finish up the seven, right? Everyone ready to finish the seven? Yudalan. Yudalan is a big chiddush. It's very controversial. It comes from the Gemara, but we'll just start with the Shulchan Aruch here so that we can make sure to finish the seven. You can put a jug of water or any other liquid across from the fire, to take out the chill, meaning less than Yatsu, let us both. The Mishnah Berurah says here, it doesn't mean literally take out the chill. It just means like anything, even to warm them up, as long as they're less than the outside lettuce. But luckily, it's not considered anything. As long as it's so far that it can't possibly get the outside lettuce. Well, this is a big machlokas quoted in the. Beis Yosef, can I take something and put it on a very hot stove and remove it before it gets the outside lettuce bowl? Right? Can I take raw water, whatever? Can I take water, fresh water, cold water from the tap and put it on my burning hot stove, but time it for only like 20 seconds, and I'll take it off, and I'll just take out the chill, and be warm a little, won't get the outside lettuce bowl.
Is this related to the
Mishnah? No, because, I mean, it's a question, interesting question, but the answer is, no, because everyone agrees that by Bishel, they're only our Metzorei, everyone agrees that by Bishel, it doesn't actually cook, there's no Issa D'Oraisa, that's Mefurish in Gemara. Okay, so clearly there's no Issur D'Oraisa. Why? Because I haven't cooked. The question is, all of our common sense tells us maybe there could be Gzeirah D'Rabbana, because after all, this is like, I get it, it's a tamen to be anyone's makel here. You think there's the most pashuk Gzeirah D'Rabbana in the world. Don't do this because you might come to do something that will be an Issur D'Oraisa. Over here, there's don't do this because you might come to do nothing and then it'll be an Issur D'Oraisa. Right, if you put it on and just forget to take it off, it's an Issur D'Oraisa. So you could see a basis for Gzeirah D'Rabbana, but nonetheless, the Beis Yosef puts them on clothes and shown him. Rashi and the Rambam said it's okay. So how about if the heat is Yad So Lettuce Bow, but the time you remove it, you remove the food or drink before it gets to Yad So Lettuce Bowl. Right? So is that Gzeirah D'Rabbana or not? So says the Beis Yosef, Rashi, and the Rambam, same butter. We don't make Gzeirah D'Rabbana in that case. Okay, why? We're never sure exactly why they did. I guess psychologically, they thought, no one's going to forget. However, Tosos, the Rashba, and the Rush of the Ran, say it's Aser D'Rabbanan. Tosfos, the Rush, the Rashba, and the Ran. Say Aser D'Rabbanan because of the very obvious Gzeira that you might forget to take it off, and then you'll cook.
How do I say that even if you forgot to take it off, why is number five that she was scabbing?
Okay, meaning maybe that's why Rashi and the Rambam. And you're right, maybe that's why Rashi and Rambam don't make it serious. Even if you get to take it off, it would be miskavi, misasik, something like that. Now here we get a little tricky. All right, this is going to get very tricky. What level of iser is it?
Right.
Is this shogeg? Is this eno miskavein?
Wouldn't say if you planted seeds and then forgot to uproot them.
Yeah. It's okay. You know what? This needs a lot more eon. Maybe that's what lies behind this, but we're not going to do that now. Lemaisa, how do we paskin? The way we paskin is very clear. Says the machaber, he is machmer. He says, even though they're chasher, we shouldn't make all their numerous Rishonim who are Machmir. And he says it is Usser. What's the Geder, by the way? The Mishmur says is in a few places. What's the Geder? Does it depend if the heat source is Yadzo Lettuce Bo? Let's say I have a lamp that's exactly Yadzo Lettuce Bo. Would it be Usser to put my water next to that lamp? No. Because if the lamp is exactly Yadzo Lettuce Bo, some heat is always lost. They can't make the water Yadzo Lettuce Bo. So we don't actually care how hot the heat source is. We care how hot it could make something given enough time, right? Equals meaning. What we really mean is it could make this food Yadzo Lettuce Bo or drink Yadzo Lettuce Bo. You know, we don't even care if it could make anything Yadzo Lettuce Bo. We mean could it make this Yadzo Lettuce Bo. So we don't actually care how the fire is. What we mean is don't put anything someplace where if you left it for a few hours, it would become Yadzo Lettuce Bo. Only put it someplace where no matter how long you leave it, it'll never get the Yadzo Lettuce Bo. That is the accepted halacha l'maisa. What? What if it's right before the end of Shabbos? Then that really depends on the Minchas Chinuch, the Rishash, etc. That's a machlokas. Since the unresolved machlokas, we'd still be we'd still be machmer because it's a machlokas whether you be chayiv chatas if it didn't cook till after Shabbos. So we wouldn't want to take our chances. Pashtus. Okay. Likewise, by the way, they point out in Sivav also when we say that if you have cold chicken soup, you can't put it on top of a popper, it might get the Yadzo Lettuce Bo. I mean, even if you plan to remove it, but you might forget to remove it. Agav, why is there no Isser? What are you doing here again? Putting a Kenegah H near the fire. So, is there an Isser here? Kneged the sorry. One second. Okay, no. Okay, we'll come back to that. What's Yadzo Lettuce Bo, by the way? How do we know Yadzo Lettuce Bo is when your hand recoils? The problem is that it's hard, you don't understand. Hand recoiling is also very psychological. Hand recoiling is psychological. So one guy's hand could recoil, one guy, it's hard to test it. Too much psychology. So when there's no psychology, I'm not sure. You shouldn't go home and test this, by the way. If it would burn the belly of the baby, which is a very delicate place, again, don't go home and check that either. Anyway, that's a getter. So let us know. Kaya do it nowadays. The big machlokas what Yadzo Lettuce Bo is. No one's sure exactly the degrees what Yadzo Lettuce Bo is. We mentioned the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa in the very beginning of the first parak, not doing the introduction. He has an essay which has become very accepted by other postmen in terms of the Ma'ir Yadzo Lettuce Bo, and I will just repeat his maskana. This is Parak Aleph, Ha'ara Beis, where he wants to say that from 45 degrees Celsius and up, which is 113 Fahrenheit, something like 110 Fahrenheit, one should be machmir that it might be Yadzo Lettuce Bo. Might be, but we're not sure. So don't put it any place where it could get to 45 degrees Celsius. Even though we're not really sure what Yadzo Lettuce Bo is, but that's like the minimum. Ramosha says until it gets, it's a big machlokas. How hot does it have to get till we're sure that it's Yadzo Lettuce Bo? Yeah, like let's sometimes look cool if it is Yadzo, the Yain Mevushel. It's only Mevushel if it was Yadzo Lettuce Bo, right? So how hot do you have to make it Yadzo Lettuce Bo? It's a big machlokas. That's why some bottles of Kenin grape juice say mevushel, some don't. They're really all mevushel according to the mainstream poskim, but some of them are not mevushel according to one of the poskim whose kasher symbol is on it. So they don't say mevushel. Halacha l'maaseh, you can assume all Kenin grape juice mevushel even if it doesn't say. It's just that one of the rashgachos is more machmir. So it is more machmir on that. What was I going to say? Let's continue for a second. That's what we just said. If it's a place where it could get the Yatzalet, well, even for 1 second, you can't put it there. Add to the Ramah, Behud, the Papyrus, or Shardvar, and Echolin, Kabul, Shein, Chayin. It is likewise Asr Kok. I don't know why he just sticks it in here. Fruits or other things edible raw. Even something edible raw, it's still Asr Kok on Shabbos. Now, is it Asr Kok? It's even Asr to put it someplace where it would cook if you forgot to remove it. Okay, this is the first place he tells us that the Isser Bishul applies to even things that are Nechok Kol Shuchai. No Bishul Akum, but there's still an Isser Bishul on Shabbos. This might be a Machlokes Rishonim. Everyone agrees it's usher to cook. What's something that's edible that's Peiros Nechol Kol Shuchai? Apple, right? There's such thing as baked apple, right? But we obviously, most of us eat raw apples. Carrots, right? People cook carrots, but we all eat raw carrots. I mean, eat very normally, like without thinking twice. I'm sure you can think of many, many other examples if you want. You know, of all the different kinds of fruits that some people cook. So everyone agrees it's usher to cook apples on Shabbos. Question is usher to rice or to rabbanon. So here the Sharetzion of Kadim Kavidalad, not such enough mina for us. He says the Rambam says if you cook something that doesn't do cooking, you're not chayiv. Sounds like it's only to rabbanon. Potter. Okay, maybe it's even mutter, but sounds more like it's usher derabonic. He says putter. So, question is, what did the Rama mean? Most are going to assume the Rama thinks cooking apples is putter because they don't need cooking, so it's only Mr. Derabonic. And therefore, but the other Rishonim, such as the Rashba and the Mordechai, say that it's usher deraisa. However, the Sharetzion here in Kof Yudalad says he's not sure. Maybe the Rama also thinks it's also Doraisa. Because when the Rama says cooking something that doesn't need cooking, this potter maybe means things that like don't really, cooking doesn't help them at all. Like there are some things that like cooking just doesn't improve. I don't know, cucumbers. You know, they don't really need cooking. Like, there's really not much of a point cooking lettuce. What?
Yeah, how about Mitzamek Marola?
Yeah, maybe even makes it worse.
Still be chived. They're still an issue, even if it's Mitzamek
Marola. Hash is still an issue upon them because he says the word potter. So, again, what about cooking apples, etc.? Says the Rashba and the Mordechai, Chayav, meaning Asher Doraisa, says the Rambam, Potter, but says the Sharetzion, maybe even according to the Rambam, he's Chayav. When the Rambam says Potter, he only meant things that like don't become a good dish when you cook them. He didn't mean things like baked apples that are like a whole dish when you cook them. In any case, Lamaisa, there doesn't seem to be much grounds for being super mako by cooking apples, etc., because maybe it's the same issue to rice as everything else. And even the Rambam, who's the one who says it's only potter, Mishnah questions whether he means it or not. Agav, he has a good proof. Why does he question? He says, you're chayiv on water, and water is drinkable cold. Water is an apple. So that's what he wants to say. The Rambam didn't really mean it. Other Rambam didn't mean it. He meant things that don't improve when you cook them. He didn't really mean when you cook things they're edible raw. Okay, but it's not such a good tie in it. The Rambam says anyone who cooks or heats water is violating the Malacha of Bishul. Could be the Rambam thinks water is a separate category. Why? Because water is chashav and it's used for many things. It's used for bathing. After all, the shear of cooking water is enough to bathe a small limb of a baby. So, okay, water, that's not within the realm of foodstuffs. That's water. It's very versatile. It has its own rules. Maybe within the realm of foodstuffs, the Rambam really thinks apples are potter. Okay, we're not sure. We'll leave Tzarech Ion Halacha L'maisa. We don't necessarily need to know. One other thing I want to just point out, which will be a little relevant a little later. from the Beis Yosef here is according to the is that according to the Rambam, you're allowed to put it on even on a big fire. Where's the Rambam? Just take it off on time. Hold on. Why isn't that also because of hanocha l'chachila? Because you're putting food on the fire and it wasn't in your hand the whole time. You didn't do the tana'im of chazara. So here, the Ramban says, it could be that since it's not getting hot, that's not b'chal l'yisur chazara. Where's the Rambam? According to the Rambam, since it's not going to get hot, it's not the yisur chazara. The Rambam thinks, no, it is the yisur chazara, even if it doesn't get hot. It's only mutter if you're putting it kinegadam, or you're putting it far away. He makes it okay if you're putting it far away. Okay, so that's an interesting question. According to the Rambam, that you're allowed to put things in a hot place and remove them quickly, even in a hot place that's a normal place to cook food, because the fact you're removing it quickly takes you out of the yisur chazara, or no, only in a hot place that's like across from the Madura, that's not a, that's a shinui to get out of the yisur chazara. Not such an opportunity for us, because we held like Tosos, you're only allowed to put in a place that nothing could ever get hot there in the first place. And I'll be pashtus, for sure that's not an yisur chazara. Okay, but we'll get to all these things, and I'll chaser them when we get to Reish Nun Gimel. Let's go to Tesvav. Tesvav, we already mentioned. We already discussed Dovish and Spashal Tsarku, we Yavish in Bomark, Mokla Niho, Kneged Ha, Medura, Fil Mokshel. So let us put right in Bishlach, Bishop Yavish, a Dover Yavish. You're allowed to put Kneged Ha Medura. Why Kneged Ha Medura? Why not in the oven? Why not on the stove? Ah, because you can't take something out of the fridge and put it in the oven on the stove. That's called Hanachal Chachila, which is Chazara without the conditions of Chazara. Rather, Kneged, you have to put a Kneged Ha Medura, which is a Shinoi. Interestingly, there's a big machlokes rishonim we'll get to. This is the biggest chakir in the book. Why is chazara aser? Like, why can't you just put whatever you want in your oven or on the stove? And obviously, it's already cooked. Why can't you put any fully cooked solid food or fully cooked hot liquid in your oven or stove on Shabbos? Ah, chazara, you're not allowed to put without all the rules. Why? What are the two opinions? Could be messing with vash, because it's fully cooked. But you know what? If you take food from the If you would take food that you took off the fire and kept in your hand and had a mind to put back and put it back, then it looks like you're just putting it back. But if you take food from the fridge, it might look like it was raw food. It might look like you can cook raw food in Shabbos. So mechzei kemavasha, what's the other possibility? Shema yichata, you might stoke the coals to raise the flame. After all, you're taking something in the fridge, putting it on, you need a lot of fire to warm it up. What if the fire died down a little? So you might poke the coals a little to make them hotter. Shema Yichata. So it's a big machlokes rishonim we'll get to, whether the reason for the Yisur Chazara, Shema Yichata, or a Mechzei Kemavashel. Which of those does the Mishnah Berurah mention in Sifteh Tesvav? Trick question? Not such trick, both. Right? In Tzadi Beis, he mentions Hatam, etc. He says, Nirakim Vashel, you put it on the fireplace. But if you put it across in the fireplace, that's not Nirakim Vashel, because that's Shino, you're doing it in a weird way. And then in Tzadi Dalet, he says, Nakat Neged Hamadura below Eitzel Hamadura. Why Neged, not Eitzel? Why across from, not next to? If they're even next to, it's not, I don't know, I assume in fireplaces. I'm not a bucky. You ever go to these old places? How do they cook in their fireplaces? These old, you never went to like old castles, whatever? What do they have?
Put a tripod over the fire.
Put a tripod, or sometimes they have a hook and they hang, right? You hang it there. Usually cook on top of the fire. Okay, so why don't they put it next to the fire? That's enough stimming? That's enough machinery? No. Has to be across from, not next to. Negative means a little far away, right? What does Rashi say? Ishal de globo osos levesavos som yachanu bnei Israel mineged savivli olway yachanu parshas bamidbar. What does Rashi say on the word mineged? No, he says 2,000 amos away. He says because neged means far away.
Doesn't say
neged, does it? Ayashkei mikedet. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. Anyway, he says neged. Neged always means far away. Yeah, and it, to us, we don't speak. We don't speak. Old Hebrew. But to us, neged means far away. It has to be a little far away. Why does it have to be a little far away? To be an extra hecker, right? The Rush says, so that you don't come to stoke the fire. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah is taking into account both possibilities. Maybe the reason you're not allowed to stop to keep in your fridge and put in the oven is Mexican Mavashal. Maybe it's Shemi Yachata. Here, you put it a little far away from the fireplace. You've taken care of both of them. Okay, obviously something we'll discuss much more in the next Mekarashi. And then the rest of the Tesvav we already discussed a million times. So let's go to Tesayin. Tesayin, we also discussed a little, but not all the aspects. Mutter litain, say it again.
Empanada. But it's a little different in Hebrew way.
Okay. The motolitin in panada kneged ha'ech b'makom shehayad somedes ve'afi she'sumen shumen shemashenek rosh chozer ve'nimuach. Right, for spartum, you're allowed to take this meat pie and put it kneged ha'ech, right? So you don't have any problem with nachul chachila, the wrong kind of chazara. B'makom shehayad somedes bo. Even though the shuman, the fat, will, the congealed fat will melt. Why? Because spartum are not worried. Remember about this sefer truma of molid or nolad, and the Rama adds v'kolshi in kederushish barotev shenikrash shush. And for sure, if you have a pot which also has congealed fat, shumani moch einu bandeshari, that then when the congealed fat melts, it's not the end because it blends into the liquid of the pot. That's for sure mutter. Although the host can point out, hold on a second, if you're warming up a pot of liquid, then forget about that. Forget about any molded stuff. When you're warming up a pot of cold liquid, isn't that beneficial? So, then, warming up problem. There's also a case of blends of the liquid, but v'ish machmirin, v'nogu l'hachmer, v'yubakum sarki, shlof sarki shona. We are machmir, we hold like to say for a truma. We hold like to say for a truma. That's this problem of molid or nolad, and v'nagal shes v'machmir, v'bakum tzorech, we can be makel. Let's just mention a few things. Let's forget for a second about the molid aspects. And let's chazer some of the bishul shilas, right? What is the levush hold? Remember what the levush held? Right? Says levush. What do you mean? Hold on a second. If you melt the congealed fat, now it's bishul ach bishul balach. That's an iser bishul. So what does he do with the with the machaber, says, let's change the girsa to be makom she'ein hayad soledes bo. Okay, and he has a smach for the big smach for that, because the Mordechai in the end says, and we should be machaber if yad soledes bo, and only make it if it's ein yad soledes bo. Okay, so it doesn't bind the machaber. Anyway, says the levush, no, there's an iser bishlach a bishlach balach, because we go basar sofo, right? We go the fact that it's going to become a liquid, and therefore the heter must only be if ein hayad so lettuce bow. Says the Taz here, a whole discussion. And he goes through the case of the person who smears themselves with solid oil and then stands near a fire, etc. What does the Taz say? The Taz actually holds like a little bush. Who's in charge of Shmuel? I know we're Chazar, but it's good to Chaz for this.
weird that it doesn't erase the. It's very peculiar. You would think, because like it's a Sharpie and not like a whiteboard marker.
Is that a whiteboard
spray? But it's a whiteboard marker. Is that why you need whiteboard spray? Ghost.
This does something.
Wow. Okay. Again, Rebosa, let's go. What about a solid that will melt? Do we say, this is my phrase, you go busser sofo and say yesh bishel achar bishel balach? Or do we say we go busser tchilaso and say ein bishel achar bishel biyabish? Right, that's the question. Busser sofo, busser tchilaso. Lavush says, who are the two names here? The Lavush and the Taz. Oh, what about our Sith? Says Lavush that change the girsa to Ein Hayat Soletis Bo. That's why there's no problem initially. The Hayat Soletis Bo. What does the Taz here say? No, he doesn't change the girsa, he just hiches.
Only Yad Soletis Bo, so it won't warm it up.
Exactly. What it means here is the Makom is Yad Soletis Bo, but it won't cook the food, which the Achronim assume means I can't do anything else to me. It won't make the food yatsa lettuce bow. The makom is yatsa lettuce bow. It's a very dachuk read. You know, but he's technically, it's pshat in the words, but that doesn't make a pshat. The makom is yatsa lettuce bow, but the empanada can't get the yatsa lettuce bow. Okay, so he basically chooses the same thing as Lavush, just with a different tactic. He says, ha makom yatsa lettuce bow. Aval. A rotev lo yagia liyad soletis bo, or the way he says lo yispashel. Okay, so basically both say, but of course we reach out soletis bo then iser gomer. However, neither of these pshat of the machaber has our girsa. The machaber pashas means like normal, and therefore says the shot in the machaber. And this is the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura, and in the Shaar Tzion he quotes many Achronim. Says, no, Mutter Afilo Lechamamo Ad Shehayat. So let us bow, because since it started in a salad, we say in Bishal Achar Bishal Be Yavesh, leaving a Raya, because Rashi says that the example of something you can put in a Kvisheni on Shabbos is so something you put even in Klibishon, Kosher Baba Chamin. Lefnei Shabbos is this funny kind of chicken, and then he says the moach, it melts when you then reheat it on Shabbos. I might have said he just means it gets very soft, but they say, now you see, even if it melts, you're allowed to reheat it on Shabbos. Okay, Lemais and the Mishmur Paskins very clearly in Sifkatan Kof against the Taz, and that's what he says in the Sharatzim Kof Chobeis, Magen Avraham, Midkas Choyim, Bedrishovitz, Osev Shabbos, Amar Mordechai, Vehagraz, Graz means Rav Shneur Zalman, who calls him Graz from Zalman, the Balatanians, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Delo Kilavush V'Taz, right, the Sevi Paskin, Delo Kilavush V'Taz. If we recall, what did we discuss? What if it's something that melts immediately, right? Such as pouring hot water on your sugar, etc. There also we say it's fine, well, we have a chomer lechavchila to do it in a cliche.
And that's his lashon, because when you put it down, lemon cut die.
Right.
So forth.
Right. Right. Okay, I also want to mention there's this Mordechai. What does the Mordechai say? The Taz, everyone quotes a Mordechai. The Mordechai quotes, etc., that the Tevar Truma was Machir. And Rabbi Yechiel was Mekel. He says, it says a woman can put olive oil on herself and then stand next to the fire, and then it'll warm up the olive oil a little, and it'll be good for her. He says, but the olive oil in those days, like they would put themselves with solids, that shows you a lot of melt things. And then what's the maskana of the Mordechai? Come up, I'm totally zor, shalom, lohasim, kolkaf, karva, eshel, aracha, kadez, shalom, yehei, yad, so let us bow. the Mordechai in the end says, oh, don't put it someplace where it'll get to Yad Soledispo. What's the nature of this? Why did the Mordechai make this pshara? Like, put it someplace, but not where it's Yad Soledispo. The Reish Yosef says, doesn't make any sense. He sounds like a machmir, only machmir, Yad Soledispo, makes no sense. The Taz says, no, this Mordechai is my mocker. What does he say? Be careful, it doesn't get to be Yad Soledispo. Be careful, it doesn't get to be Yad Soledispo. Says that's my mocker. And the Magen Avraham says, and then we'll take Michal. But basically, like the question is, what does Yad Soledispo have to do with anything here? There's a machlokas here about molid. Pashas molid is nothing with Yad Soledispo. So where's Yad? Why is the Mordechai bringing in Yad Soledispo? So for the Taz, it's Micha Mordechai. Shehechmir rak im hayad soledispo. What was the Mordechai saying? Mordechai saying, I'm not going to be machmer and molid. But you know what? If it's yad soledispo, your problem bishlach or bishabalach. Then you have to be machmer. So the Taz, this Mordechai worked great for. However, the Magen Avraham and everyone else, how do they explain Mordechai? How do they explain the Mordechai? What difference does it make if it's Yad Soledispo or not Yad Soledispo? I mean, he could say, oh, the Mordechai like the Taz, but I don't agree. But he doesn't want to say that. He doesn't like anyone like the Taz. So then Magen Avraham in Sif Katan towards the end of Mem said, you know, it could be a little dachuk. The Im Hayad Soledispo Oz. Yeah, right. Oz. Yimach. Yenimoach.
Yimach.
Oz Harvey Rotev. Yimach. Ah, if it's Yad Soledispo, a lot of Rotev is Yimach. Remember, they were talking about meat pies. And a meat pie, if a little congealed gravy melts, it just gets absorbed into the other things in the meat pie. Right? Only if a lot melts, then it makes a pool of liquid. So he says, no problem. What the Mordechai really meant is, don't put it someplace where it'll melt a lot, only where it'll melt a little, and then it will get absorbed in the meat pie. And then, yeah, so lettuce was just an example of melting a lot. Okay. The Taz, I admit, has a smoother comparison than Mordechai than the Magen Avraham, but Lamai said, nonetheless, we all like the Magen Avraham. Oh, why was the Mordechai concerned with Yad Soledispo? Not because there's any additional issue here. There's no Indian official here. He was only concerned with Yad Soledispo because then a lot would melt. Okay? That could be. Could be. Yes, Michal.
On the Shazat Chilis someone asked about Chilis warming up when it was completely solidified and the Rav was machmir. Why is it different from
warming up solidified Chilis? Because when you warm it up, then it will melt.
Exactly.
Ah, not because of Bishol. Because if you're Ashkenazi, because of Molid.
There's no issue of Bishol.
There's no issue of Bishol, correct. There's no issue of Bishol. Now, by the way, how far do you take this? There is an important line I want to show you from the Prima Donna here, if I can find it.
Isn't it always a piece of Molid then?
What?
How else do you have a style that will melt? It's always molded.
It is always molded. And that's why the machaber is mako, because he's farty. Ah. And only the Ramah is machaber.
But how's the Mishnah mako?
Ah, the Mishnah Berurah is mako if it's a case where you're farty or it's a makom tzorich. Right? Makom tzorich, Ashkenazim are also mako.
What's considered a makom tzorich?
Right. Yeah, oh, one second. Solid that will melt. You know, besides the issue of molid, I'm not going to keep writing molid or no lot and saying the whole chakira. You can look back in your notes. Okay, let me just see if there's anything else I want to say about Bishol for a second. No. Okay, let's just go back for a second. One second. And. Uh-huh. I just want to point out one thing. The Magen Avraham says here,
that the Magen Avraham Sifkatan Mem Aleph says v'kol shen kedera sheyesh v'chuli d'shari avol mikal makom asur mitam bishul. After all, if the soup itself is asur rehi because of bishul, la'osim according to all who asur both Ashkenazim and Sfaradim asur if it's cold, right? Why is it so pasha that it's asur to heat up the soup? Well, because yesh v'shalach v'shal balach, right? Okay, that's the standard interpretation, but if you look in the Primigadim, you can dive something more for this Magen Avraham. Says the Primigadim, Ishla Brahm Aleph, I am Magen Avraham, Parashi Mos Mem, Shitasa Yasu, let us bow, Asi Shafrin King, Hai Kolshkin, Latafka, the Lach, Asi Yasu, let us traditional Ixan. And Mashma Luch Ora, says the Primigadim, Afshar Rotev Gamke Nikrash, Yeshbo, Bishol M, Nimoach Acharkach, Lodomi, Lashuman de Uchluhu. So if he was a Deb Shimon as a Rotev Sol of Shuman Nikrash Al Gaba, he's not sure what the Magen Avraham means. Does he mean even if the soup, he talks about rotev and shuman. Now, what he means is not necessarily the way we use the words. He means soup and gravy. Says, does he mean like the soup is liquid, therefore it's an iser bishul to heat it up, or even if the soup is frozen solid, it's still an iser bishul to heat it up? Because this whole kula of the Magen Avraham against the Pasmal Bush is for like congealed fat that melts, but not for liquids that were frozen. And the Prima Gadol is something about that, and we assume l'chumra. We assume that even though we paskin, let's say some of them tzorach, we don't worry about no life, right? So you can reheat congealed fat that will melt. That, and it's not a problem bishul achar bishul, because yavesh, that's only fat, which is like fundamentally a food. But let's say you have frozen milk or frozen soup, and you want to reheat that. No, that's a problem bishul achar bishul balach. That far we don't take. This is an important primogodim. The primogodim is masafet, but he restricts this. The primogodim in Eishel Avraham, I mentioned this, I just will show it to you inside. Mem Aleph restricts this heter, even as masafet, to foods, to solid foods that melt. Not liquids that froze. Okay, that's an important prima goddam, even though he's masopic about it. He doesn't have a clear maskana in this like 12 word or something, second sentence prima goddam. Lamaisa, we're machber. We assume that don't say, I'll take frozen milk out of the freezer and boil it up on my stove. And then we can have hot chocolate. No. Then we treat it as a liquid and say yeshivah. The kula is only for things that are authentically solid, authentic foods that might melt, not for things that are authentic drinks or liquids that froze. So that's also important to point out. You can't like abuse this heter of the Magen Avraham and say makom tzorach no problem molid. So if I want if I want hot milk on Shabbos, just put it in the freezer and then put it on the stove. No, you can't do that.
Isn't it congealed fat liquid in its classic state, in its normal state?
So it's a good question. Normal depends on exactly what temperature it is. Normal modern day room temperature, that wasn't always room temperature, wasn't always that way. I think ultimately, it's an interesting question. What line is he trying to draw here, right? When he says there's a difference between shuman de uchlohu, right? Is there a difference in what's an ochel, what's not an ochel? I assume that something that you would, something that you, I think what it means is something you would normally eat as a solid.
Or with a solid. You don't know what no one eats the congealed.
No, people eat a solid congealed fat.
I mean, more than they drink the gravy. You ever see anyone drink the gravy?
No, they just eat the chicken with the gravy. Is that what it means? They eat it with the chicken.
Lechora, something that you would only, you what?
Room temperature.
You see, does it depend what it is, a room temperature, or does it depend, you know, how you normally eat it? Whether it's normally something you eat or normally, and what does eating mean? You eat soup, we
like
say.
Schmaltz, I think, is solid at room temp, right?
Schmaltz is solid at room temperature. What about our, what?
Butter also.
Yeah, and the truth is that, go back to, you know, our pargyot. Anyone ever eat pargyot?
Yeah.
You know, if you warm pargyot, it creates a swimming pool of gravy. But again, at room temperature, it's just pargyot. It's only when you heat it, it becomes liquid. Now, I wonder about some more things, like when you have saucy chicken. Like, what's that at room temperature? Anyone just leave it out all day and see?
It can congeal.
Okay, so maybe it depends what it is at room temperature. In any case, you can't take like frozen drinks and abuse this mug and a rum. That's the upshot of this pre-redundant for us.
Just to clarify, when the mug and a rum says mikomakum asum tamtishal, that's going on
the rotif.
Isn't there a case that a mug kidiash for rotif shnekrash and the shuman nimok in a be'en? Meaning the rotif, i.e. the shuman, I'm assuming they're the same thing, is nimuach and it's no longer be'en. So therefore, why would that be considered a bishal?
This is the suffix of the prima gundam. Okay, I should have said more pointedly. You're gonna look at me a little funny. Does it mean the rotev was mikrash or the kedira was mikrash? You're gonna look at me funny because you're saying, what about diktuk? Diktuk's not machayev there. They were, you know, that's the more issue. Really, the subject of Ringgadi is what's the case of Brahma? Here, I'll put it right here. What's the case which Brahma thinks is an Isser of Molid but not Bishul, right? What's the case where Brahma says Molid but not Bishul? What's the case he says Molid but not Bishul? The truth is, here it's a little funny, actually. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't go this far. If everything was likrash, then what would the kolshkin be? Then nothing's melting into anything. It's all likrash.
The kolshkin is that nothing's be'en. Meaning,
what do you mean?
Because it's nimuach, and the shuman nimuach is inu be'en, meaning it's melting into
the... But isn't the rotev nimuach be'en?
The rotev is already liquid.
The rotev is already liquid, so the rotev was not likrash.
Oh, meaning you have rotev in
the... The rotev wasn't nekrash, only the shuman was nekrash in the Ramah.
The shuman melted through?
Correct. It's just that we've got this theoretically saying, what if the rotev was nekrash, what would it be?
And the mother of saying you just can't be mivashal because that's special on the rotev. That's tough.
Right. He's saying you can't be mivashal alach rotev, and the Pirinon says, what if the rotev was also nekrash, would that be special? Yeah, he's misafik about and look, the post-gamar machre. Okay.
I don't know if it's discussed ice cubes in chicken soup for children. Is ice cube, can that be considered to be its natural form?
An ice cube in a chicken soup is fine because you're putting in the clichéni, right? In water, you're allowed to put in the clichéni. And it's no problem of molid. And it's no problem of molid because it's melting into the chicken soup. It's no problem of molid because it's melting into the chicken soup. Why does Ramah think it's a problem of molid, even with the roads when the shuman? So says the Mishnah Brura, the Ramah admits that, I think this is a chazara for us, the Ramah admits that putting a ice cube in your chicken soup, again, if you put an ice cube in the chicken soup with a clean shell, that would be a problem of Bishul. But no one ever did that. If you put an ice cube in the chicken soup in a clichéni, then that's not a problem of Bishul, because clichéni ain't a mivashal mayim. And it's not a problem molded because it's the tocha kos, it's melting in. So why in the end was the Ramah masbir, even on the one with the rotev and the shuman? He says in the Shavura, because the shuman doesn't really melt into the rotev because they form separate layers. But since because basically when you have rotev and the shuman melts, it stays on top. But when you have an ice cube in the soup, it doesn't stay on top, it blends in. So that's pasha butter. And that's why my smokoyam, we all put ice cubes in our kids' chicken soup on Shabbos. Yes.
And they're a mom with the
rotishnikrash. I know someone who even puts ice cube in their tea on Shabbos because they don't like their tea hot. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
Has it been on the Ramah Nikrash or right there?
Yeah, quickly.
Why can you say that the Ramah means Rotev Shenikrash, but the Shuman is what's going to melt into the Rotev Shenikrash, and then it's not the Shuman Abayim? Why can you just go like that? It's not high enough to make the Rotev melt, but it's enough to make the Shuman melt into the Rotev. That's Nikrash.
Interesting.
Why wouldn't it melt the sauce? You have to make sure that you don't cook the roast. That's another one. Then it's going to be a composition.
Practically enough work to melt the shuman without nothing liquid. That's just liquid would melt.
What you're saying is the roast stays solid more than the shuman. And then you want to explain the lashon of the Rambam better than my dochok, that it's the kadeira that's nikrash. I don't know. You know, you really have to look up the original Rinirucham and see if there's any ambiguity there. But maybe we'll leave it for now. Maybe we can look it up and see if we can get more clarity. Because you're right, it is a funny lashon. It sounds like the rotor is nikrash. But then if the rotor is nikrash, what's not the end? You want to say the rotor stays solid because the shuma doesn't. Sounds a little weird to me. I know, sounds too weird. Okay, thank you. The last thing I want to mention is, we already discussed a million times. Maybe we discussed this also, but just in case, we can chazer. Alts molid, Ashkenazim are mapper of just the chumrif. There's tzorich we're made to. What's tzorich? It doesn't have to be a tremendous shas adcha. It means there has to be some tzorich, like it can't be your normal Shabbos plans. Let's say you're stuck, and you know this is the food you have, and there's really no way to heat it up without it making a pool of liquid. So then you can. The Magen Avraham has another kula here. I want to just point out the kula of Magen Avraham in the middle of Ben Beis. Motor lithan mashida kotem shahusa katana. Since it's only a chumer for Ashkenazim, you can do it al yidei grama. He's basically saying, put it down on your cold stove before the guy lights it. Why is it much of the guy to light the stove? Sure. Why is it much of the guy to light your stove? In Europe, it was much of the guy to light the stove because chole she'im bo sakana, because it was so cold in Europe in the winter that everyone would get sick. So the guy could light the stove, not for food. The guy could light the stove for the people because otherwise they'd be sick, I assume, in the winter, not in the summer. So he says, before the guy, then the guy would come around and light the stove all Shabbos long. That's probably why, like among many Jews nowadays, they just like think you can tell the guy to do anything on Shabbos. How do we get there? Chazal says there's a Mir La'akum. And all of a sudden, and nowadays, like America, everyone does a Mir La'akum and they don't care. Probably because, like, originally when we lived in the place where Chazal lived, Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, so everyone knew you didn't tell the guy to work on Shabbos. But then they moved to Northern Europe and the Ashkenazim was so freezing that they would all get sick. If the guy didn't light the stove on Shabbos, they all told the guy to light the stove on Shabbos. So once then a lot of people forgot the Yisroel Mir Lachum. That's my historical theory. Whether or not it's true is irrelevant. Anyway, Kitzer says, Magen Avraham, you can put it on before the guy lights the stove. That's just grama of melting the congealed fat. And it's only a chumra anyway. Anything that's motzeh makom tzorich shows it's not also be ikra din. Something's also be ikra din, you can't do makom tzorich. It's just a chumrah. You're allowed to do makom tzorich. So it's just a chumrah. You can do it. You can do it before the guy lights the stove. But then he gives two conditions. Ein lahakol fayim aretz. You shouldn't do this when an am aretz is watching. It will be too confusing for him. And maybe you should have a guy put it down before the guy lights the stove. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this, but he leaves out the last part. He says since it's only a chumrah, you can put it before the guy lights the stove. But then don't do it in front of an am aretz. That might be confusing. But he leaves out the last part. He says the Jew can put it first. That's a big kula. Let's say you have saucy chicken with congealed fat, and you want to warm it up Shabbos morning. He says even a Jew could put it on before the guy lights the stove. Big kula. Okay. The only problem is nowadays you don't have goyim coming around lighting our stoves. So what's the question? This is the classic question. There's a long, the famous Chazon Ish about this. Correct. How about a timer? The Chazon Ish in Simon Lamed Zayin Se'if Chaf Aleph.
discuss it with their timers that's Lama Zayin Chav Aleph, but not in our set for a different set. Reish Nun Gimel Hey will have another case before the good lights the stove. How about before the timer turns on the plata? Is that the same? Maybe that's more chomer than a guy turning on the stove. Why? Because it's going to happen automatically. It's already set up. You don't need a bottle of fever to do it. Before the guy turned on the stove, the guy decides whether he's going to light the stove or not. He can quit, right? Before the timer, like it's already set up. Maybe that's more chomer. So every time there's a hetter, you could do something and then the guy lights the stove. Is it also a hetter before the Shabbos clock lights the stove? Or no, before the Shabbos clock is more chomer because that's already set up. That's not mechusar maisa, right? The guy is mechusar maisa. The guy might. What if the guy gets sick and doesn't come? What if the guy quits? You know, what if, you know, I guess in the old days you say the guy gets drunk and forgets his job, right? It would probably be very politically appropriate to say in some of the countries where the Achronim lived, I've heard there's a lot of people who still have that minhag. So is this heter also for the Shabbos clock? So
what's the halakha?
That if you do it before the guy turns on the stove, then it's mechusar maisa. Nothing will happen until the guy does a maisa. If you do it before the Shabbos clock turns on, Shabbos clock's automatically going to turn on. So maybe it's worse. Maybe it's more chomer.
Then maybe it's not grama.
That's a big machlok. If you put something on before the Shabbos clock turns on, is that grum? Not, right? If you do it before the guard turns on, it's going to let grum. What do you mean? Nothing's going to happen unless the guy shows. I put something on the stove, the guard turns on the fire, the guy's doing lacha, not me. I was just setting it up. If I do something, the Shabbos clock turns on, maybe that's worse. Maybe that's grumma, and some achronim say that the heart tzvi says not grumma. That's my set of put something before the Shabbos clock turns on. So maybe it's more chomer. So the general, a big machlok is whenever there's a heter before the guy lights the stove, is there also a heter before the Shabbos clock turns on the stove? Big machlok, yes. However, is this yours?
Yeah, did I borrow it?
Rav Eisenstein's Rebbe, right?
It's Miss Bound.
Rav Nemetzal, right? Rav Nemensol right here says, he says, etc., etc., oh, al yedei sha'om Shabbat, or it's motor with the Shabbos clock. He says the same heter before the guy turns on. Hainu, I'll read the whole site. Sheminicha k'neged ha'esh, you put it near the fire. Ba'achar kach masik goy, and then the guy turns it on. Only day shom Shabbat or Shabbos clock. He says the heter also applies to Shabbos clock. That's a big kula. You want to warm up saucy chicken?
Easy.
If you put it on the plata before the Shabbos clock turns on the plata, it's okay. Says Rav Nemensol. Not Pashit, says Rav Nemensol. And who agrees with him? Who told you that?
We saw it before. I mean, we discussed it when we
looked. Yeah, are you so convinced that the Shimon Levi really says that?
I thought so when we learned it.
Yeah, I wasn't so convinced. Okay. But Rav Rimon is convinced. Rav Rimon, page 270. Rav Rimon, page 270, footnote 88. No, I just didn't know what page it was, and it was going to take you too long to, my English is not so good. I'm a rabbi. I think if you had a Yiddish version, then I'd be okay. Lemaisa, Rav Rimon, goes back and forth about this, and he thinks that the Shut Shevet Alevi is Meduyak Lakula. Therefore, he says, Lemaisa, Nir'esh, Adam HaMunyan, L'chamei Machal, Sheish Lo Harbei Rotev, Karush, Rashai, L'hakel, L'nichol, L'plata, L'fneshi Nidleket. Right, before the Shabbos clock turns it on. Okay, he doesn't, you know, again, he's like a little, if you want to, you're allowed to make El. You know, he seems to be not 100% enthusiastic. But what's the base of this kula? Even though it's like a very iffy kula, this thing of saying before the Shabbos clock turns on makes things mutter. Because after all, the Shabbos clock is already set up to for sure turn it on. You don't need anyone else to do anything. It's all there already. But since it's only a Chumra B'Alma in the first place, right, the whole Ashkenazic Chumra of the Sefer Truma, because it's Motor Bokum Tzorech, so it's only a Chumra B'Alma. Again, for Spartan, this doesn't help. It's much of them anyway. But since it's only a Chumra B'Alma, therefore, okay, everyone says, right, let's smoke Chalam Mekilim. That's what he says. You know why we're smoking Chalam Mekilim? Because according to so many sheep, this is mutter to do with Stav, and it's only Chumra B'Alma. So the Chumra B'Alma, you smoke Chalam Mekilim, Lamaisa, therefore, I think if someone wants to be Mekil before the Shabbos clock turns on the Plata, they can be Somech on the Mekilim, even though it's a big Kiddush. Because what do you mean? You're really doing the Malacha. It's all set up here. It's not like you're waiting for a Goy to do the Malacha. Right. If I go into the elevator, the Goy presses the button. He's the one pressing the button. Nothing would have happened without him. Here it's like, no, I'm going to the elevator, it moves by itself. And I'm really the one making the move, right? Okay, but it's only Chumra B'Alma, then one can be Somech on the Mekilim. So that would be if, okay, how do you avoid doing this with the Hamaretz? It's a little tricky, because then the Hamaretz comes for lunch and gets very confused. Okay, so you figure something out. After all, in the hotels, they don't use the, Tamahadran hotels don't use this kula, and they serve saucy chicken and meat Shabbos morning. They just have good machines that keep it hot all Shabbos. So there are other ways you could have done it.
Can I try and convince you about the Shiva Levi?
Yeah.
His lashon is the sofa choma tana lava, that meaning he says it's
only after the maisa. Correct. He says it's much in a case for sof choma hatana lava. So Rimon says that means the Shabbos clock. That's right. Sof. So after all, sof choma means the sun is going right through, and so the sun is going to automatically come through the sky.
Right.
Right? So here also it's automatic. Okay. He doesn't say it mefurish.
In a phenomenon.
Okay.
Is it going back to? Maybe erase it not for now, but can we rule that thing? If you hold no like Pasha, there's no shot of that.
Right. Part of the problem is that if you really hold the Isser's no let in that molid, then all these satyrim fall
right,
away.
Right.
Then that whole Mishabur and Magna Rot doesn't really make sense, which shows that Mistama, right, that wasn't their Svara. Okay.
I think the issue is Mechusar Maisa, versus just saying like
Mistara. Yeah. I'm saying you don't know, but it could very well be.
Even when the guy comes, you're more involved there. In some of you're talking in about your stove. I don't know, in Rebbe's historical case, when they would turn on the
you're
stove.
Not physically doing anything. Your physical action was meaningless.
Right, but your physical action on Shabbos now is the same. I mean, you did nothing on Shabbos now. And we pass him that your Shvisas Kalim is mother, so...
Okay, but, I mean, it's really not possible. We'll see. There are posts who say that if you put something someplace where Shabbos clock can turn it on, that's Maisa Gomer, that's Malacha Gemura. The Har Tzvi says that if I would take, let's say something's Doraisa, I take raw food, put it before the oven turns on the Shabbos clock. You know, I plug in the light bulb before the Shabbos clock turns on the outlet, whatever. That's an Issa Doraisa. Why? Because that's a Maisa Gomer. It's just a Maisa that took some time to work out. That's a Maisa Gomer. Why is it Maisa Gomer? Because it's all set up. I don't need anyone else to do anything. So it's definitely more chamer. Okay. I don't know how we're going to finish the simon, which I kept talking about. Lamed Zayin Chaf Aleph, who says he doesn't discuss this sif at all. But in Rishon Gimel Hey, he says, Pasha, that whatever Heter applies to a goy lighting the stove doesn't apply to a Shabbos clock. But again, over here, since a chomer v'alma, you never know. Maybe it would have been more makel. It's hard to tell. No, the real kula here is because it's a chomer v'alma, so we're always okay with like the kula. Okay, good kula from Rav Rimon and Rav Nemtzov. That's a pretty good, and maybe the Shevet Alevi. That's a pretty broad range of poskim. That's a pretty broad range of poskim. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. I haven't seen a lot of people do this, and even the Mishnah Berurah says don't do it in front of an amaretz. So you have to be careful how you do it. You know, what is it? Only when you're not having an amaretz for lunch. Or it means like, no, the Amaretz isn't going to know how you did it. But you have to be careful. Don't do it in front of the Amaretz. You see how these things are confusing. What I do before the Shabbos clock goes on, the Amaretz is going to do after the Shabbos clock goes on, right? Or do it in front of Sephardi Amaretz, because then if he does it, it's okay. Okay. If you took the pot or pan off the fire in Lomas Bashal Tsarko and it's not yet fully cooked, Emotsiyim Bekaf Mehem, Shenimtsa Megis, you can't even, there's a double Kiddush here. One Kiddush is, if it's not fully cooked, you can't stir it. The other Kiddush is,
And who invented the second finish? You can't even serve with a spoon, because when you serve with a spoon, you're inadvertently stirring. The Rambam, right, says the Rambam was the worst finish. He says, what? Oh, sorry. I forgot you're dying. You're dying. Aser lite tzonein afilu lahafshir. You can't put liquids even to just warm up. Basically, Yud Zayin is just saying the same exact thing as Yud Dalet, just like putting it across from the fireplace. You can't put it someplace where it could get hot, even if you plan to take it off first. You can't put it on top of another pot if it could get hot, even if you plan to take it off first. We ain't no chamkolak mutter, and if not, then it's mutter. Okay, now we did Yud Zayin. What time? That clock's probably wrong. What time is it? That clock is wrong. It says 5 o'clock, but that's not what I was hoping for. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. Even though everyone's way ahead of me in Seder, we'll have to call it a day. What? Oh, y'all continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I was missing. You missed me so much that. Okay, Yuches. Ha'ilfas. I killed them. If you took the pot off the fire, right, if it wasn't fully cooked, you can't even spoon out, because when you spoon out, that counts as stirring, and it is usur. The ikum shom mevashel, stirring is mevashel. The espashel tzarka, what if it's fully cooked? Mutter. Well, once it's fully cooked, after there be an usur mevashel, right? Avol semer liyore, except where the gemara in daf yud ches says that, oh, it's usur even to leave wool dying in your pot, even off the fire, when you're not going to shemichata. You can't stoke the coals off the fire because you might stir it. And therefore, Rosh, it sounds like perhaps stirring is always usur. Aval tsemer ligora afish niklat ha'ayin, even though it already got the color, usur hagisbo, it's still usur to stir it. Okay, why is it usur to stir a dye pot, even if it's already fully cooked? What's the machlokas here? 2 days in the Taz?
No. Am I crazy?
Soveya or Bishol?
Exactly. Is it Soveya or is it Bishol? We mentioned this once. We have the whole Bishol or Bishol, and I said we'll get back to the fact that Hagasa might be different, right? Almost everyone says Soveya. Says, what do you mean? There's no Bishol if it's fully cooked, but there could still be Soveya. Why? Because you could always make a color stronger, right? You could always make a blue or any other color stronger. Says the Magen Avraham, Mem Gimel Mishum Soveya, says the Mishnah Brura, Kuf Tes Zayin Mishum Soveya. Most achronim say tzoveya. The Taz actually has two deos. If you look at the Taz, Sifkatan Chaf Beis, he also says zeh yesh shum tzoveya, inam ishat semer tzer harbi bishol, kachas var rash. Okay, it could also be that semer always needs more bishol. Meaning when it comes to bishol dying, which remember was the original Mishkan type, now then you're never done. It always needs more bishol. But when it comes to bishol of food, food is different. Okay, so there's an exception for dying, either because it's soveya, the mainstream, that's all the Mishabura quotes, or maybe, no, that has an, the bishul of dying lasts forever. It's never called sarko. It's never finished. But for food, there's such a thing as bishul called sarko. Once there's bishul called sarko, zeo, right? How could there be an issue of cooking if there's a bishul called sarko? Strangely enough, what does the Rambam say? Nope, we're machmer even in food. B'chol inyan, even after it's fully cooked. L'chadchila, you should be machmer even in fully cooked food, says the Ramah, very, very, very strangely. So here we have a tremendous machlok to be shown him, right? How long is it still usher to stir food? Anyone know what the Ramban and the Rashba say? Anyone remember?
I hope I'm sorry.
Nope. Okay, so the Ramban and the Rashba say how long is it? Because I asked the question.
imprecisely. They say only the first stir is d'oraisa. One stirring is necessary for cooking. The rest is cute. It's not a mamish on the walk up. They say only hagasa rishona. You need to stir everything once. And that's the kind of hagasa. The Gemara says hagasa is also, right? We mentioned two places, right? Shabbos daf yuches and beitza daf lamadal. Say hagasa is also d'oraisa.
Of course, second would be nirvana.
What?
Second would be nirvana. Second is
nothing. I think the second would be nothing. What did the Ran say? The Ran says, "Ad shenis bashel kamachol ben drusai." Okay. How about the Rambam? The Fi, Magid Mishnah, and the Beis Yosef. They say, "Ad shenis bashel kol tzarko." Okay, but what do they all have in common? That either just one stirring is chashuv. After that, it doesn't really have an effect. Or no, until it's cooked. Some people say machlok b'dirsai, it's cooked enough. There's no mercy for cooking. Some people say until it's a bashel kol tzarko, that machlok is ran and Rambam is the same machlokas. And by general cooking, however, the Darkin Moshe quotes the Mari Weil. It says something very strange. There's an iser of stirring forever, even after it's fully cooked. That's very strange, right? Where does he get this from? Where does he get this from? There's an iser of stirring even after it's fully cooked, right? Meaning, he doesn't say. Sorry. All the Achronim say, how can it be? It's mutter to cook when it's fully cooked. How can it be also to stir? Right? Like, for example, what's so bad about stirring? What's so bad about stirring? Says Mishra Kuf Yudalid. Divizem sayeyo makariv abishal. You're helping and quickening the bishal. B'choshim levashal. Ah, when you stir, it cooks faster, right? Because then what's not near the fire goes near the fire. Pieces get cooked. So when you make something cook faster, that's like cooking. But once the mutter builds tzarka, you're allowed to cook it. Right? Even it's not the buffalo's mutter. So if you're allowed to cook it, it's very strange. Mari Weil. Do we paskin like the Mari Weil? Do we paskin like the Mari Weil? So says the Magen Avraham. Sivkatan Mendalva Olam Nagu Heter. David the Efshar Bin Yanachavish. The Olam is knowing the Heter, that when we have fully cooked kidneys, we have fully cooked cholent, we serve it with a spoon. Okay. You ever serve soup on Shabbos? We serve it with a ladle. You ever serve cholent on Shabbos? Serve it with a spoon. The Olam is knowing Heter. Why? Because what else are you going to do? Meaning, the Mari Weil does not say anything beyond or off the fire. He just says you can't stir food. If you can't, and you can't take out with a spoon. So what's the only other option? The only other option is that you take everything off the fire and then you just dump it in a serving bowl. Okay, that's not practical. The Bir Halacha has a whole discussion of...
Meaning there are most passing like the Mari Weil, and then we're going to run...
L'chazchila, yeah.
Took the Mari Weil one step further.
What?
The Rama took the Mari Weil one step further.
How so?
Because Narka Moshe quotes Mari Weil, Moshe Gimli quotes it, the Lashon stirring.
In Rishon Gimel or here?
In Rishon Gimel.
There's
a theory that it was stirring there. I'm not taking it up. So that's why they make you even with Chita Sarama, it's a big formula.
Aha, fascinating. Where does he quote it in the beginning of Rishon Gimel?
Yeah,
the beginning of Rishon
Beis. Rishon Beis.
The beginning of Rishon Beis in the Aruch.
Yeah, I think
he quotes the Mari Weil at great. He quotes him here also, but he doesn't really quote him. He just like summarizes one line, right? Here we are. He doesn't say what?
before that, didn't he say anything?
No, he's talking about seeing me in a bekaf. I don't know. I wasn't convinced. Okay, we can go back to that. Anyway, Lamaisa, that is the Mari Weil. Let's just add one more Shita. What's the Mukher, the Mari Weil, the Rishonim? Where's the Mari Weil get it from, the Rishonim?
Kalbo.
What? The what?
The Kalbo.
Maybe. I mean, so it's unclear. Like Rashi says, when it came to the temple, Yorubim Vushal Havi Bishal. Maybe it means even Vushal Vatsarko. But again, maybe that Semer Lior is different. So maybe he got it from Semer Lior, where they weren't Mechalek, or Rashi, where did he get? Or maybe from the Kolbo. What did the Kolbo say? What's the difference between the Mari Weil and the Kolbo? Exactly. The Kolbo says, forever, but only Al Gabi Haish. Yes, even Moshe Gold Tzarko, but only if it's on the fire. Now that's a lot more practical than the Mari Weil. According to the Mari Weil, you could just never serve anything from the pot. You just have to dump the pot in something. According to the Kolbo said only if it's on the fire. Where did the Kolbo get this difference, whether it's on the fire or not? He doesn't say, does he? Do you know? What?
I don't think so.
You don't think so. The Chazon Ish thinks he knows where the Kolbo got it from. And I think that will be a big yesod. But maybe we'll come back to that. Lemaisa, let's just see how we pass it. We for sure pass an action is basha called sarko to also to stir or to serve with a ka. This Mari Weil, we don't paskin like. Says the Shabura, the minag's not like the Mari Weil. And then he says, the minig's not like the Mari Weil. Says the Mishnebura in Kofiut Zion. I'm Bechronim Lo Nehigim Mahachar. Said the Emesa Iker that Mavushal Tzarko is Mutter. Farrotz of Mahachmer Yachmer Bagasa Mamish. And if you want to be Machmer, Machmer and stirring, even that minigol is not to be Machmer. But even if you want to, if Rotz of Mahachmer. Machmir on Hagosa Mamish and not Otsah Bekaf. This is the Mishnah Berurah. The bigger halacha he discusses, are we only making one that's the Efshar? No, the Maisa of the middle is Mekel, whether it's Efshar, whether it's Efshar. The Maisa, we serve everything. Says so you want to be Machmir, to be Machmir, not to stir any food. And the Minigolim is not to be Machmir. Minigolim is to even stir food once it's off the flame. Rav Moshe talks about stirring food off the flame, he doesn't object. Okay. That's rotze. The minhag olam is that we're makel. You can stir food off the flame as much as you want. However, the kolbo, who doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch, but the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, the end quotes the kolbo, and the Mishabura at great length quotes the kolbo, not even our sif, but he comes back in the next sif in Kofiut Ches and quotes the kolbo. And the Mechaber quoted the Kolbo earlier in Reish Nun Gimel. Megis Chayev Mishum Mevashel Kolz Man Shehi Al Ha'esh. And Lemaisa, we pass it the way that's the Magen Avraham Chaf Aleph and the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yud Ches. We pass like the Kolbo, meaning we combine these two things. If it's not a special gold circle, whether on or off the fire, we're machmir. Let's say taka could happen. You take your shulchan off the fire and it's not fully cooked yet. You can't put it back on the fire. It's cooking. Even if it's still in your hand, and even if it's gor v'katam, you can't even serve the shulchan. We paskin that if it's not until it's fully cooked, you should not stir things like the machaber, right? This is the machaber. The machaber says fully cooked, didn't he? This is the Ramah. The Ramah passed like Mari Weil. L'chachila, but we don't hold like him. Even l'chachila, Mr. Burr says, even if you want to be super front, even so, you're only allowed to keep half the Mari Weil. You know, don't do hagasa that you can serve. And the minute old enough, we not very well. However, so we pass like these two. If it is off the fire, then don't stir it or serve it unless Bashgol Tsarko. If it's on the fire, don't stir it or serve it forever, even if it's already Bashgol Tsarko. That's the kolbo. Okay, the question is where the kolbo came from and what is his svara? Okay, now we should really stop because it's already 5:15. And so even though we're almost finished the simon, we'll have something suspense to give us for Wednesday. So on Wednesday, we'll briefly finish our discussion of the kolbo, and you'll prove to me if you're really lying to me about the Mari Weil or not. Let's finish this discussion of Mirsha Hashem on Wednesday. And yes, you can ask me as many questions as you want. I'm not going anywhere. And of course, get into properly into Simon. So it's actually big machlokas with a ladle instead of stirring, right? The Ravid argues on the Rambam there. The Ravid says on the Rambam that, you know what? Start by asking me that question, okay? So I'll put it in the share. Start by asking me that question.
I think it's about, okay.